Simon & Schuster Audio presents Guts, The Endless Follies and Tiny Triumphs of a Giant Disaster by Kristen Johnston. Read by the author.
This book is dedicated to the people of London, especially the overworked, underpaid, talented, and occasionally mildly unpleasant staff of the hospital. You saved my life, in every way. Oh, and to all the freaks, you know who you are. Thank you ever so much for listening to me, really. I feel as if I know you already and kind of even like you. You certainly have exquisite taste in audiobooks. So as long as you don't trash me behind my back or send me naked pictures of yourself playing air guitar, we're going to be good. And yeah, I'm referring to you, inmate 49607. So I thought it might be best if we got a couple things straight before I tell you way more about me than you probably ever wanted to know. I want to start off by vowing to you that every single stupid, funny, tragic, shocking, disgusting, and boring thing I'm about to tell you really happened to me. At least I think so. No, I'm pretty sure. You see, there are certain portions of my life that I was wide awake for, yet completely unaware of, even as they were happening. And no, I'm not crazy. Well, that's not really true. I'm not mental institution crazy. Yet. I can't begin to tell you how tempted I am to fill you in on the reason I have such gaping holes in my memory, but I think it's too early for that. I mean, it's kind of a crucial plot point. I should probably at least make an effort to build up some dramatic tension before... Oh, fuck it. I hate waiting. I'm a pill-popping lush. Your mind is totally blown, isn't it? After all, an actress addicted to booze and pills is pretty unheard of. And an actress addicted to booze and pills who then writes a book about it, it's even rarer. And when I say unheard of or rare, what I really mean is disturbingly commonplace. I'll tell you, it was a dark day indeed when I was forced to admit that I was about as special and unique as a manila envelope. Even worse, I was starting to suspect that this whole time, my fun, fabulous life was really just one long, meaningless, self-indulgent, cliché-ridden thrill ride. I've been in recovery for 5 years, and I've worked my ass off to prevent a relapse, but one never knows with something as stupid and annoying as addiction. I mean, I could stub my toe, get a paper cut, or just be bored, and all of a sudden it's, hey, has anybody heard from Kristen? She was supposed to be my maid of honor last night. She never showed up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?